Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel. Zogt der Rambam, Mokoim, Shehoye Ba'aliyah. There was a place, a second floor, or an attic, Mechuvin al Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was right on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Einich Nosen Lo Yele Pamachas B'Shavua. You only enter into this place once in 7 years. For what purpose? Leida Mahu Tzorach L'Chazek Bitkoi. To know, to see if there's anything that has to be fixed in that area. So once in 7 years they would enter into this place. So the question on this Rambam is, what's the status of the Aliyah on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What kind of a din does it have? What kind of a level of Kedusha does it have? After this, the Rambam also talks about B'shosh Shenichnasim Abanoam Livnes and the Sakana Heichel. Not only did the Kodesh HaKadoshim have a second floor, the Heichel, the entire Kodesh, also had a second floor. What kind of a Kedusha does it have? So there are two pshatim here in this Rambam that I want to share today. One pshat is the pshat based on the Gemara in Psachim that most Mefarshim learn in this Rambam. The Gemara in Psachim is talking about the Karban Pesach, eating the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So there, the Gemara asks the question, it's enough Pehei Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the question, are you allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in a second floor? Or on a roof? Rooftop? Outdoors? Rooftop, social distancing, outdoors, are you allowed to eat the Karban Pesach there? In any house in Yerushalayim. What's the question? Should I say that, why not? It's part of Yerushalayim. Karban Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's part of Yerushalayim. Or should I say, when they were Mekadesh Yerushalayim, they were only Mekadesh the floor, the ground floor, that's where it's a chelik of Yerushalayim. But if you go onto the second floor, you go onto a rooftop, it's not part of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Gagin va'aliyos loy niskatshu. The rooftops, second floors, are not part of the Kedusha. So if you're in a hotel for Yom Tif, everybody has to be on the ground floor or in the basement. Nobody could be on a second floor, in their own room somewhere in some private suite in the 27th floor. You have to come down, you got to come down to the main floor downstairs to make the chabura, to eat the Karban Pesach together. Yeah, so you could only expand Yerushalayim this way, not that way. You can't go up. No. Or no, Gagim v'Aliyos, even the roofs and the Aliyos, even the second, third, fourth floor are all part of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So one of the cases the Gemara brings a raya for this question is this halacha that the Rambam is quoting here.
We know that it goes up, no?
Okay, it's b'kei v'elu, b'kei v'yeir, okay, could be. Okay, could be in Chanami. But over here it's the status of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Lav Dafka, it goes up. So one of the places the Gemara proves this halacha from is this halacha of the Kedusha Kedoshim. This is a Mishnah in Masechta Midas, I believe, or a Brais actually. It's a braise, it's a tesefta, saying this halacha, that they would go in once in 7 years. And even then, when they would go in once in 7 years, the Rambam continues, that they try it should be a kayin tamim. Why wouldn't they go in more often? If the aliyah has no kedusha, so they can enter whenever they want. Elamai, what do you see? That be'etzem, the aliyah has kedusha. And you're not allowed to go in whenever you want. Only reason you go in is pasha to fix, to go see what has to be done over there. Is a raya that the aliyahs have kedusha. The aliyahs have kedusha and the gagan have kedusha.
It's even less often than the kedusha kedusha.
It's less?
Often. Kedusha kedusha, they would go, I think, once.
Oh, very good.
Year.
We're getting to that point. We're getting to that point in a second. Very good. So this is the raya the Gemara brings, that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, you see that the second floor has kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The same is true with all of Yerushalayim. The second floor has kedusha. But the Gemara says it's not a raya. Can't prove mitigated the entire Yerushalayim. It's the Beis HaMikdash, over there, everything was built. B'ksav Hashem al-Yad Hashem alai Hiskel, there's the pasuk where it says that everything was done al-Pi Hashem. One of the things that's mentioned clearly is that there was aliyahs. When Shlaim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it was done with aliyahs. That's a chelik of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's why it's part of the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash. But, Stam in Yerushalayim, when a person builds up second floor, there's no raya that second floor is a chelik of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara refutes the raya. But b'negeya to the Beis HaMikdash, from the pashtus of the Gemara, it seems that the conclusion is that the second floor has the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the source of this Rambam. Now the Marshal points out the point that you were bringing up before. The Marshal there in Chidushi HaGadus, on that Gemara, says that if so, it comes out that the second floor of the Beis HaMikdash, over here, let's talk about the second floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, has more Kedusha even than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen went in how often? Once a year, Yom HaKippurim. In this Aliyah, you went in only once in 7 years, much less often. Much less often.
No, so
what?
Nothing to do there.
Where?
It didn't need any repairs.
Okay, but Erchanami.
I was saying something else. I think in the Kodesh HaKadosh, they would go in once a year to fix, like Erchanami.
Yeah, they would lower him in a special thing.
In a box, yes. in a box, yeah.
That's not this?
Yeah.
No.
It's not the Kodesh HaKadosh.
No, they used to lower
him. Lower him in a box, correct.
That was once a year also.
I don't think it was once a year. Lowering in a box, and maybe in the Beis HaMikdash, they would go in whenever they had to. I don't know if it was once a year. Lowering in a box, the Rambam brings it before. Rambam brings this thing, yeah. That was out of Pesach. But I don't think that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I think it was the Beis HaMikdash Bechlal. Pam achas b'shana b'Pesach, mi Pesach l'Pesach, melabnin es ha-heichol. The heichol, it's the last halacha in the Perek Dal. It refers to the heichol, not to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, right before that, in that halacha, the Rambam brings that this aliyah. We'll go through that halacha in a second. But first, let me conclude it with the point of the Marsha. It looks like what the Marsha is saying is that the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well, once in 7 years, they would go in to see if it had to be fixed. Just like the Aliyah on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the fact is, in the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, otherwise you never entered. So in Hanami, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was an Avedah to be done there. There was the Ketores that had to be placed there. There was the Avedah of Yom Kippur. In the Aliyah, there was no Avedah that had to be done there. But, sof, it looks like the Marsha is saying, this itself, that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim there is Aveda to be done, and the Aliyah there was no Aveda, is because Al Piyah Emes, this Aliyah has a higher Kedusha. The Mashah there says that the Gemara in Sukkah says, when you get to the Shekhinah coming down, L'mayla L'mat into the world. So it says that the Shekhinah comes down, but it doesn't descend below 10 Tfachim. So he says the same thing you could say if you're going to get to the Aliyah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aliyah, which is physically above the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is on a higher level. It has a greater level of presence of Shekhinah in the Aliyah, even more than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. Very interesting thing. It's a Chadush HaGadus Marsha, you can check it out.
Because it's closer,
it's away from that, it's higher than the 10th Tvachim. Closer to Havaya, correct, this is the source of the Feirish Marsha. Yeah. Correct, the Rebbe Taki used to bring that, based on the Gemara, Sukkah, that should be Lamat Masar Tvachim. Okay, that's one pshat here in this Rambam. But there is another pshat in this Rambam. And that is that really the Aliyah has no Kedusha for itself. So then what's the pshat? Why can't you enter in there only once in 7 years? By the way, there's another opinion. The Rambam passing once in 7 years. There are those opinions that say twice in 7 years. And there's another opinion that says once in 50 years. The Tesefta, it's a machlokes. Once in 50 years. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you take a look in the end of Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, I think it is. The very last Halacha in Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel. So there the Rambam says, V'lulin hoi psuchim, in the middle of Halacha Yud Gimel. V'lulin hoi psuchim. So what does this mean? There were openings. There were like these skylights, or these openings in the roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ba'aliyah, Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there was an opening between the second floor and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shebehen Meshalshalin Esa Umnin Betevis. And they would lower down the people that were working in boxes. Kedeshele Yizunu Einem Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that they should not look around. They shouldn't have the ability to look around the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The way these boxes were designed is, it wasn't really a full box. It wasn't a box that surrounded from all four sides. Because then they can't do any work. How are they doing the work they have to do? It was a box that was open from one side, surrounded from three sides, open from one side. They would lower them down near the wall with the opening of that box facing that wall. And he would do the Aveda, the work that he has to do to paint or to fix the wall in that area, and he wouldn't be able to see anywhere else. That's the story with these boxes. So the point is, here the Rambam says there were lulin psuchim. So the tzlach in the Gemara in Psachim, the Pevav, and the Michas Chinuch both say that it's really based on this, that the Aliyah had Kedusha. It's not because the Aliyah itself, the Emes, has any Kedusha. Etzem, the Aliyah has no Kedusha. But if you look in the continuation of the Gemara there in Psachim, the Gemara there discusses another thing, that there were caves. There were caves under the Beis HaMikdash, which is something that Rambam brings also. And these caves under the Beis HaMikdash, where's the Rambam bring it? I think he brings it in Aperik Vav. Just a second. Caves, there were caves. Okay, I was using a different Rambam. I don't see now where it is. But the Rambam brings the halacha about these caves, and here's the halacha. The caves that have an opening into the Azara, because it has a Pesach, opening into the Azara, it has the Kedusha of the Azara. But if it has no opening to the Azara, even if it's under the Azara, even if it's mamish in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, it has an opening outside into Chayil, into away from the Tarahara Bayis or away from the Beis HaMikdash, then it has no Kedusha Sabayis. So what do you see? The status of a place is affected how? By the Pesach, by the opening. So therefore the Tzlach says, same is also with the Aliyah. The Aliyah Be'etzem has no Kedusha. Maskana de Gemara is Gagin Valiyas Loinis Kachu, and the same thing applies to the Aliyah of the Beis HaMikdash, they have no Kedusha. Elamai, why don't they enter more than once in 7 years? Because these aliyahs had openings into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was a lull, there was an opening in between. Mitzad, that opening, like any other place that has an opening into the Beis HaMikdash, it gets Kedusha. Not that it has Kedusha Be'etzim on its own. The Kedusha is mitzad the Pesach, or in this case it's called the lull, that was open from the top into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the pshat over here. That's the pshat of the Tzlach and the Noida B'Yuda. The Tzlach, which is the Noida B'Yuda and the Minchas Chinuch.
Yeah,
correct. No, but not the Heichal was once a year. Heichal was once a year. Mi Pesach every out of Pesach. Shenkin the Kodesh Hakadoshim, it was once in 7 years. Yeah, those are the two pshatim here in the beginning of the Rambam. Now the question is, what's taka the issue to enter into the Beis HaMikdash or into the Kodesh Hakadoshim or into the Aliyah? What's the problem to enter? Why shouldn't you be allowed to go in? Top, the bottom, either one. Chlal, what's the issue? So, Mamel of us, what's the issue of this Kedusha? So, the Rambam, before, in the end of Perik Dalet, says that what's the reason that they placed them in a box? So, the Rambam's lashon there was, Kedusha lo yazunu einayim. Yazunu is meloshim mezainis, that they shouldn't get pleasure from seeing the Hana, from seeing the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Beis HaMikdash. It's the lashon of the Rambam, which comes from a Braisa. So the Gemara actually in Psachim talks about this. Gemara asks a question, there's a klal b'negeya to mi'ila. Koil, mara, and reach, there's no mi'ila. If I hear the sound of the Beis HaMikdash, the sound of the Levim playing the music, and I have a know of it, there's no mi'ila. It's not a dovah shesh b'mamish. Mara, if I see the beauty of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, also ain't b'mamish. And the same thing with reach. If I smell from the Beis HaMikdash, the karbonis or the ketairis, whatever it is, ain't, there's no mi'ila for that. Koil, mara, and reach. So what's the problem with this person coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and seeing what's going on? There's no Mi'ila. So the Gemara answers, there's taka no Mi'ila, but still they asked it, it's the Kedusha, they asked it for a person stam to treat it in a mundane manner to come in. He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he takes a selfie, and then he sends it to his friends, to everybody, and it goes all around. Beautiful how he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's fixing there. Pasnisht. So it's not because there's an Issa Mi'ila, but because it's something that's not appropriate. That's what the Gemara says. That's one pshat in the Sinyan. Other Acharim say the pshat is that you're not allowed to stam enter the Beis HaMikdash. Chol Zor, I remember now the pasuk of the Lav, where a Zor is not allowed to stam come in for the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, without doing Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, stam to enter. A Zor, you're in a Kohen Balmum. A Kohen Balmum that can't do the Aveda is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with Mi'ila. Huh? I remember now the Lashon of the pasuk. So here's the thing. It's a big machlokes. The Ramban says that the lav, that you're not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, is only if you're entering and doing an aveda. If you go in and you do an aveda that you're not supposed to do, even if you're a kain, but you're a kain of balmum, and you're not supposed to do the aveda, so then you're over on this lav. If you stam go in and you don't do anything, you're not over on this lav. One of the rayas that the Ramban brings to his opinion is from this halacha. He says, look, it says that they would allow craftsmen to come in once in 7 years to fix. How could they come in? If it's a lav, how are they allowed to come in to fix? Elamai, it's not a lav. The lav is only if you're doing an aveda. When you're a czar and you're doing the aveda. Stam to come in to fix is allowed. That's one of the rais that Ramban brings to his opinion. Yeah? Yeah. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says anyone that comes into the Beis HaMikdash, if you're not doing the Aveda, you're not able to do the Aveda, you stand walking to the Beis HaMikdash, you're over on the lav. So the question is, so how could these people, how could these fixer, these craftsmen, these whatever, these people come in and fix the Beis HaMikdash? What's the heter? Again? So look what it says in the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam here. Perek Zayin, right? What we began. End of Perek Zayin. So what does it say? B'shah shenichnasim ha-banom livnus and l'sakim b'hechalei l'hoitzi misham esatome so mitzvah shiyah nechnasim kainim t'mimim. The mitzvah is you should find kainim that are t'mimim. Lo'y matzah t'mimim yikon tzah bali momim. V'im v'en sham kainim yikon tzah levim. Lo'y matzah levim yikon tzah Yisrael. Mitzvah t'ayr, lo'y matzah t'ayr yikon tzah t'meim. Tomi b'amom yikon tzah b'amom v'ay yikon tzah t'amish atum t'chuyi b'tzibur. So the bottom line is, if you can't find somebody, you need a guy, a painter, someone that has to do the job. And you don't have anybody that can do the job unless it's someone that's a Yisrael or someone that's Tomei, he can go in as well. How could he go in? There's an Issa to come in. A Tomei could go in. Obviously, what's the Hetter Talah to go in? So you're going to say, well, you have to fix the Beis HaMikdash. What are you going to do? How else are you going to fix it?
It's not a proper Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah. But there has to be a basis for this Hetter. Fine, you have to fix it, but there has to be a basis for this Hetter that you're allowed to go in. So the Mefarshim say the basis of the Het is very simple. There's a Kalal and Kalat Kula, Esa Deichalois Esa. Esa Deichalois Esa. Anytime you have Mitzvah Saseh, and you have a Mitzvah Lois Esa, and you can't fulfill the Mitzvah Saseh without pushing off a Lois Esa, Esa Deichalois Esa. So over here, a Beis HaMikdash that's walls, the paint is peeling, or something else is broken, it's Chorov. It's not, it's the bias is not complete. It's a Chorva. It has to be a building, a house, and everything has to be intact, proper in place. So therefore, when you're going in to build it, it's not some repair job. That repair job you're doing is actually making, it's a being mekayim and mitzvah saseh. And therefore, it's deicha, the lois saseh of not being allowed to walk in. Yeah? Okay, that's the pshat of why all these people could enter in this time.
Is there a special lab not to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim besides the general...
Could be. Ayavi b'chalei sala kaidish. So it's the chayit, it's a separate lav. Ayavi b'chalei sala kaidish.
Well, the people who count their own mitzvahs, we should have this on the tip of the finger.
Absolutely.
Is it tank a separate lav?
Ask your daughter that learned for Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think so. Okay.
The Yidden came to be Edel Rego. Where did they go?
Tzadwar, how far could they go? There was a place in Dazara until where the Yisraelim could go. There's a place.
Ships for tourists, you're saying they're allowed to go to sea. So, I'm here, I want to go see what's inside. I want to see the Shulchan.
No. Not allowed at all. Not only that, you're mentioning the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Aron, the Mizbeach. According to some Rishonim. Correct. According to some Rishonim, it's a lav. It's a lav. There's the Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar where it says, that Bishas, they carry the Kalim in the Midbar from one location to another, they would cover them. And it says, it has to be covered, it's a lav. Wait, one second. The Rambam paskins that it's not a lav l'dayris. He doesn't count it as a lav. The Rambam says it's only Bizmana Midbar, Bizmana Mishkan, that's when they have to cover it. L'dayris, it's not counted as a lav. Many other Rishonim, though, hold no, it's a lav l'dayris. It's a lav l'dayris that it's not a tourist site. You don't come in stump to see the beautiful furniture and the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to come in. There's a discussion whether the lav applies to all the kalim or maybe only to the Aron, but according to some Rishonim, it's actually a lav l'dayris. It's not a place to come and stump the Torah. So that's another reason why you're not allowed to stump enter. And when they did enter, they entered in a box, so they shouldn't be able to see anything that's going on. Maybe the walls they were allowed to see, but to actually see the kalim, that's something that wasn't...
Can you go to the Vatican to see the kalim?
Or the lab? If it's only Bisman Abayis, or inside of the Bayis, outside of the Bayis, doesn't have the same status. Kupan, I'll finish off with one more point that Rebbe spoke about in Tavshin and Aleph. B'shas the Rebbe, by the Fabrengen, spoke about the Gula. The Rebbe would always say that Mizal Zeches and Al Yidin Zal Narangin and Kedesh HaKadoshim. Kam over Kam upon the Rebbe's Lashon, the Rebbe used to mention this, but Bees and Kedesh HaKadoshim. So there was one time that the Rebbe addressed it. Was haste, all Yidin go into the Kedesh HaKadoshim? I think it was in Parshas Achri Kedeshim, Tavshin and Aleph, and the Rebbe there mentioned that there's a story in Malachim Beis where it says the story of Yehosheva that hid Yeyush in the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the famous pasuk where it calls the Kodesh HaKadoshim Cheder HaMitos. And he hid Yeyush in the Cheder HaMitos, in the Aliyah of Cheder HaMitos, for 6 months. And 6 months he was there, says the Rebbe. What was he doing there? He survived. He had to eat, he had to drink, he had to sleep. So you see that there is such an inyan that you're able to put a person, a Yisrael, there in Aliyah of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we just saw here in the Rambam that the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim has the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And according to the Marsha, the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim has more Kedusha than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. So that's the Befeirush HaMakor in a Pasuk in Malachim, where you see this inyan, not some to enter and go out, but to be there for 6 months and to eat and to drink and to sleep there, to live there. Unbelievable. So the Rebbe says, this inyan will be in the sky of Lassad Lavi for the entire Klal Yisrael. Lassad Lavi, the entire Klal Yisrael, will be able to enter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zayin, take it from Yad Mamash.